today's contestants, a medical student from Lebanon, New Hampshire, Sofik Nambura, a technical product owner from Henrico, Virginia, Shannon Jameson, and our returning champion, a retired IT project manager from Galloway, Ohio, Kevin Jones, whose one-day cash winnings totaled $15,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Hey, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Kevin, going back to our conversation on yesterday's program, when's the last time you heard me say, "Hey, Johnny"?
My wife probably won anyway.
All right. Sofik, Shannon, good to have you with us. Let's go to work in the first round. Categories, please. Starting off with Fireboats of Boston, followed by authors' fictional places. You identify the author. So Yummy They Named It Twice. Then we have a vocabulary test for you, VO, coming up in each correct response, followed by historical hodgepodge, and finally, basketball pick and roll. Kevin, start.
Basketball pick and roll, 200, please.
Yosemite Sam ropes Hooper star Michael Jordan into a meeting with Bugs Bunny and friends in this movie. Kevin.
Or Space Jam.
That's the one.
Basketball, 400, please.
Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson leaped into starring roles hustling some basketball in this film. Shannon.
What is White Men Can't Jump?
Yep.
Basketball pick and roll for 600.
As Monica, Sanaa Lathan gives a movie its title when she tells Omar Epps, "All's fair in this and basketball, baby." Sofik.
What is love?
Yes.
Basketball, 800.
Before moving on to Golden State, this NBA star was thunderstruck, losing his hoops talent in a Freaky Friday way to a kid. Sofik.
Who is Durant?
Kevin Durant is the one.
Basketball, 1,000.
In a 1996 comedy, basketball fans Mike O'Hara, Daniel Stern, and Jimmy Flaherty, Dan Aykroyd, have lots of this pride. Kevin.
Or Celtic.
Yes.
So Yummy They Named It Twice, 200.
Chopped pickles go into this mayo-based sauce that's often served with fried fish. Shannon?
What is tartar sauce?
Yep.
So Yummy They Named It Twice for 400.
For starters, you might enjoy this appetizer platter featuring shrimp toast, wontons, and spare ribs. Kevin?
What is poo-poo platter?
Good.
Named It Twice, 600.
A popular Tunisian staple, this semolina dish is served with a fiery hot sauce called harissa. Shannon.
What is couscous?
Yes.
Author's fictional places for 200.
Narnia. Sofik.
Who is Lewis?
C.S. Lewis, yes.
Fireboats of Boston, 400.
Here's Sarah.
At full power, using all five of its deck guns, the Marine One fireboat can throw 12,000 GPM, 450 feet at a fire. GPM standing for this.
Sofik.
What are gallons per minute?
That's it.
Fireboats of Boston, 600.
Back to Sarah.
Marine One can achieve a top speed of 35 knots, powered by four 825 horsepower engines of this type, named for a German inventor.
Kevin.
There's a diesel.
That's it.
Yummy for 800.
A warm water fish, the Dorado, is also known by this Hawaiian name. Shannon.
What is Mai Mai?
Yes.
Named it twice, 1,000.
This Japanese dish is raw meat and raw veggies, cooked in a pot of hot broth by the diner at the table. Sofik.
What is hot pot?
No. Shannon or Kevin? What is shabu shabu? Back to you, Shannon.
Author's fictional places for 400.
The 100-acre wood. Sofik.
Who is...
Oh, too much time. Shannon.
Who is Milne?
A.A. Milne, yes.
Author's fictional places for 600.
Lumpaland. Sofik.
Who is Bob?
No. Shannon?
Who's Dahl?
Roald Dahl. Yes, and that brings you up to 3,000. You have the lead, and we're going to take a break. But we'll come back in a moment. Sofik Nambura is from Lebanon, New Hampshire. And it says here that you once attended Sunday school at 4 a.m.
Right.
So why?
So we left at 4 a.m. Because former President Jimmy Carter was teaching it. He teaches down in Plains, Georgia, where I'm from originally. And when I told my sister I wanted to wake up at 4 a.m. and go to Sunday school, she's like, wake up at 4 a.m. for church? Mm-hmm. But it was a great experience.
I'm sure it was. Okay. Shannon Jameson from Henrico, Virginia. Big fan of true crime podcasts.
Yeah.
What's special about them for you?
I just like the idea of solving mysteries and criminal justice. I've just always been very interested in that.
Did you ever think of pursuing a career in crime fighting?
No, I do now, but oh. but not when I was younger, no.
Okay. Kevin Jones is from Galloway, Ohio. He is our champion. And you've run a golf league for how many years now?
Somewhere between 30 and 35. I lost track.
What kind of a league are we talking about?
After work beer drinking league.
Oh, that kind of league. I like your idea of a golf.
They call me the Czar.
The Czar. All right, let's get back into this. And Shannon is in control of the board. Go ahead.
Author's fictional places for 800.
Panem. Shannon.
Who's Orwell?
No. Sothvik.
Who's Collins?
Suzanne Collins. You got her.
Historical hodgepodge, 200.
Britannica notes that this Russian ruler had young lovers up to the time of her unexpected death at 67. Kevin.
It was Catherine the Great.
Yes.
Historical hodgepodge, 400.
The battle of this city that helped make Andrew Jackson a hero was actually fought after the War of 1812 ended. Kevin.
New Orleans. What is New Orleans?
That's it.
History, 600.
Lasting 40 minutes, an 1896 battle between Britain and this island, now part of Tanzania, is considered to be the shortest war. Kevin?
What is Tanganyika?
No. Shannon or Sothvik? The island is Zanzibar. Zanzibar. Kevin, go again.
History for 800.
On March 30th, 1981, this Secretary of State and retired general told the press, as of now, I am in control here in the White House. Shannon.
Who is Haig?
Alexander Haig is the man.
Historical hodgepodge, 1,000.
Answer there. The Daily Double, and you can have your lead. You have $800 more than our champion, Kevin.
I'll bet 1,000.
All right, here's the clue. A 1945 telegram from Churchill to Truman mentioned Soviet power and the descent of this between us and everything to the eastward.
What is communism?
No, what is the Iron Curtain? The Iron Curtain. So you're in second place now. Go again.
Vocabulary test for 200.
Current multiplied by resistance. Kevin.
What is voltage?
Good.
Vocabulary 400.
It's your calling, truly. Shannon.
What is vocation?
Good.
Vocabulary test 600.
A period of popularity like the 24 weeks the Madonna song spent on the charts in 1990. Shannon.
What is Vogue?
Yes.
Vocabulary test 800.
Two-word parliamentary procedure in which the outcome is determined by relative volume. That would be a voice vote. Shannon.
Author's fictional places for 1,000.
Lake Wobegon. Shannon.
Who is Keeler?
Yes, Garrison Keeler.
Vocabulary test for 1,000.
A whirlwind or a whirlpool in the form of a spiral. Sothvik.
What is a vortex?
Correct.
Fireboats, 800.
Sarah?
The foam thrown by the fireboat blankets the surface, cutting the fire off from the oxygen that feeds this chemical reaction.
Sothvik?
What is combustion?
Yes.
Fireboats, 1,000.
Back to Sarah.
Powered by two outboard motors, Marine 2 is used for rescues, where this twin-hull design provides better stability for the crew.
Kevin?
What is catamaran?
That's it.
200.
Sarah?
A fireboat carries a minimum of 4 crew members, 2 deckhands, a fire officer, and a pilot, certified by this branch of the military.
Sothvik?
What is the Navy?
No. Nope. Kevin?
What's Coast Guard?
Coast Guard is right, and that takes you to $400 off the lead. Sothvik in good shape with $2,400. He's going to go first in Double Jeopardy, as you all know. Stay with us. All three players appear to be on their game today, but Sothvik is the one who picks first in Double Jeopardy and selects from these categories. Characters in the Aeneid, followed by misleading names. 11-letter words sounds tougher than it is. Husbands and wives, hit tunes, and finally, Islands in the Sea. Where do we start, Sofig?
Let's try Islands for 400, please.
Barbados and Bonaire. This big sea. Shannon.
What is Curacao?
No.
Okay.
Sofig.
What is Grand Cayman?
No. What is the Caribbean? Islands in the Sea. Sofig, pick again.
Husbands and Wives, 400.
In 1479, this husband and wife and cousin team became king and queen of Aragon. Sofig?
Who are Ferdinand and Isabel?
Yeah.
Husbands and Wives, 800.
Diego Rivera totally wanted to leave his wife, this artist, in 1939, and soon totally wanted her back, remarrying in 40. Sofig?
Who is Kahlo?
Frida Kahlo, correct.
Husbands and Wives, 1200.
Director Roman Polanski married this actress in 1968, but tragedy ended their romance the following year. Kevin?
With Sharon Tate.
Yes.
Islands in the Sea, 800, please.
Tiburon Island. This sea named for a conquistador, also known as the Gulf of California. Kevin?
Was the Sea of Cortez.
You got it.
Islands in the Sea, 1200.
Puget Island. This river. Sofig?
What is the Columbia?
You got it.
Husband and Wife, 1600.
This leader and his first wife, Evelyn, were married from 1944 until she told him it's the ANC or me. Sofig.
Who is Mandela?
Correct.
Husbands and Wives, 2000.
Perhaps the birth of their baby around 1118 was enough of a hint for Abelard to wed this woman, but in secret. That did not end well. Shannon.
Who is Eloise?
Yes.
Islands in the Sea for 1600.
Il Sumba, this river in a democratic republic. Shannon.
What is the Congo?
Good.
Hit tunes for 800.
Let's go country with Luke Bryan, who completed his hit-making day with Sunrise, Sunburn, This. Sofig.
What is Sundown?
No. Shannon.
What is Sunset?
Yes.
Hit tunes for 1200.
He first hit the top 40 in 1964 with Three Pals and was still going strong in 2018 on the adult contemporary chart with Come On to Me. Sofig?
Who is McCartney?
Paul McCartney, yeah.
Islands in the Sea, 2000.
Bird Islet and Cato Island near the Great Barrier Reef. This sea. Sofig?
Where is the Coral Sea?
Yes.
11-letter words, 400.
Describing a whole order of mammals, this adjective is from the Latin for flesh-eating. Shannon.
What is carnivorous?
That's the word.
11-letter words for 800.
In 2018, a $10 million Houston mansion made news as the USA's most expensive property in this unfortunate status. Shannon.
What is foreclosure?
Yes.
Hit tunes for 1600.
Streaming hits of October 2018 included songs by Lil Baby, Lil Pump, Lil Uzi Vert, and Uproar and Dedicate by him. And the little this time is Lil Wayne. Back to you, Shannon.
Hit tunes for 2000.
Bryce Vine cracked the mainstream top 40 with this tune, named for an ex-child star turned Charlie's Angel. Shannon.
Who is Drew Barrymore?
Yes, she's the one.
11-letter words for 1,200.
An artificial mannerism like extending the pinky while drinking tea. Kevin?
What's an affectation?
That's what it is.
Misleading names, 400, please.
Howdy, cowboy. This name of the hat seen here exaggerates its capacity. Kevin?
What is 10 gallon?
Yeah.
800 names.
When you wish upon a shooting star, it's not actually a star, but one of these streaking across the sky. Kevin?
What is a meteor?
Yeah.
Misleading names, 1200, please.
As a rodent from South America, this critter hardly lives up to its porcine name. Sofig?
What is a guinea pig?
Right.
Misleading name, 1600.
It sounds like a bakery treat rather than the thymus or pancreas of a young animal eaten as a delicacy. Kevin?
What are sweetbreads?
That's it.
Misleading names, 2000.
The funny bone isn't funny, and it's not a bone. That weird sensation you feel is this nerve pressing against the end of the humerus. Sofig.
What is the ulnar nerve?
You got it.
A long letter word, 1600.
Answer. Daily double, and you have just taken the lead away from Shannon.
2000, please, Alex.
Okay. Someone who dislikes people in general, or the title subject of a 1666 play by Molière.
What is misanthrope?
You are right. Pick again.
Hit Tunes 400.
Bradley Cooper teamed with Lady Gaga to climb the Billboard charts with this song from A Star Is Born. Shannon.
What is Shallow?
Yes.
Characters in the Aeneid for 400.
The main character, Aeneas, survives the fall of Troy and is destined to be the ancestor of this great civilization. Shannon.
What is Rome?
Rome is right.
Characters in the Aeneid for 800.
The sister of Pygmalion, Dido is the queen of this North African city and becomes Aeneas' lover. Sathvig.
What is Carthage?
Yes.
Aeneid, 1200, please.
Answer. The other Daily Double. And you have a $2,400 lead.
1,000, please, Alex.
All right. Sinon is a Greek who persuades the Trojans to take this object into their city as an offering to the goddess Minerva.
What is a horse? A wooden horse?
Yes. The Trojan horse.
Aeneid, 1600.
This god calms the storm at sea that begins the epic, letting Aeneas get to dry land. Shannon.
What is Neptune?
Good.
11-letter words for 2,000.
This type of makeup is a symbol of acting in the theater. Kevin.
It was pancake.
No. Shannon or Sothvik? But it's grease paint. Now the last clue in characters in the Aeneid. Alecto is one of these goddesses of vengeance. Her machinations get the Trojans into yet another war. Kevin.
What are the Furies?
Furies, right. And that takes you back up to 9,600. Great score. It's going to be an interesting final. Here comes the category for the three of you. Business and industry. Sounds a little dry. But we'll have a good clue for them and you in a moment.
Everybody
needs somebody.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Possibility of a big payday today for one of our players. They're dealing with business and industry, and this clue to help them out. Peaking at 9,000 locations in the year 2004, this chain of stores was down to one in 2019. Located in Bend, Oregon. 30 seconds. Good luck, players. Kevin, we'll come to you first. You were on this like a shot. As soon as I read that clue, you started writing immediately, and you wrote down the correct response. What is Blockbuster? And how much money will you add? Oh, 9,000. And that brings you up to 18,600. Let's go to Shannon. I believe she struggled with this one. Did she? Were you able to come up with anything? Eddie Bauer. Incorrect. And it'll cost you 5,601. So you go down to 79.99. Sothvik was pretty fast with his writing device. Let's see if he came up with Blockbuster. He most certainly did. Did he risk more than 3,200? Oh, yes, he did. Look at that. 11,801. 27,201 for the new young champion on Jeopardy. And he comes back tomorrow to play again. Join us then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by OxyClean. Work your magic.
When dried-on stains appear, you have the power to make them disappear. Now you see it, Now you don't. We make OxiClean Max Force. You make it work. Work your magic. Your skin has different needs at night. That's why there's Gold Bond Overnight Lotion. Works while you sleep as hyaluronic acid locks in moisture. Gold Bond Overnight Lotion.